We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. After an intense search, authorities have arrested two people in connection with a road rage death along the 55 freeway in Orange County. A six-year-old boy died in his mother's arms after being shot on the way to kindergarten.
Reward money had been piling up in this case, $500,000 worth, and the tips were rolling in. CHP investigators had a young couple under surveillance and waited until they left a Costa Mesa restaurant Sunday and arrested them at their home. Marcus Anthony Aris and Wynn Lee are being held on $1 million bail each in the death of little Aiden Leos. Orange County DA Todd Spitzer.
All the time that they were being surveyed, there was information coming in and more pieces of this puzzle were being put together.
A woman who lives near the shooting scene says she's glad somebody is finally in custody.
Every morning thinking about, you know, this poor little boy that was shot unnecessarily.
The DA would not say whether the reward money led to a tip that led to the arrests. In Orange, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A woman arrested in Venice this morning after disrupting a rally being held by L.A. City Councilman Joe Buscaglino as he campaigns for mayor. One eyewitness telling the Santa Monica Daily Press that the woman had a knife and approached Buscaglino just after he ended his speech on the homeless crisis. Video from Spectrum TV shows LAPD officers tackling the woman.
Let go of the knife.
I'm not letting go of my property.
Why don't you comply?
I didn't touch somebody.
Just quit fighting.
Drop the knife. Drop the knife.
She was eventually arrested and may face charges of aggravated assault. An LAPD captain says they believe Buscaglino was in danger, which is why they stepped in. The captain received minor cuts to his hand during the arrest. The Pasadena City Council is set to consider 8 more appointees for the city's first community police oversight board.
There have been calls for the creation of such a panel for years, but it was last year's national outcry following the death of George Floyd and then the fatal shooting of Anthony McClain by Pasadena police that sparked action.
After George Floyd, it really kind of brought it home to Pasadena.
Pasadena City Councilmember Felicia Williams still has concerns the commission won't live up to the public's expectations, citing increases in gun violence, mental health issues exacerbated by pandemic shutdowns, and other quality of life issues.
I really see the Police Oversight Commission as having a much broader scope of being a place where we can have these difficult conversations about all of the things that affect our residents' quality of life.
The council is also set to consider a contract for an independent police auditor. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And the city council meeting is set to start at 4:30 this afternoon. West Nile virus is back. It was found in a dead crow recently picked up in South Pasadena. There are no confirmed human cases so far this year in Los Angeles County. Levy Sun, the San Gabriel Valley Mosquito and Vector Control District, tells KNX, if you get it, it's possible to mistake West Nile for a cold, flu, or even COVID.
Well, the good news with West Nile virus is that most people who get it do not exhibit any symptoms. However, those who do may feel flu-like symptoms such as fever, body aches, and chills.
Now, the virus is spread through infected mosquitoes. Sun says you can reduce your risk by getting rid of any stagnant pools of water around your home and wear mosquito repellent with CDC-approved ingredients like DEET or oil of lemon eucalyptus. The L.A. school superintendent, Austin Buettner, says the district is still on course to reopen campuses fully in August.
While we have some sense of what school will look like for the coming school year, our COVID crystal ball isn't perfect.
The good news is infections continue to decrease. More people are being vaccinated, and health authorities tell us conditions should continue to improve. When the new school year starts in August, staff will have had more than 6 months to get vaccinated, and students 12 and older, more than 3 months.
He says the school-based vaccination program is making a big difference, with thousands of kids getting their shots along with family members. Buettner says it helps that schools are considered trusted locations. Mobile vaccination clinics have been very successful. That, according to a report from Crosstown, data from the city shows that 90% of vaccines from the city's mobile sites have gone to communities of color, which is far more than the number of vaccines given to minorities at the city's mass vaccination sites. Mobile clinics have now given more than 100,000 vaccine doses in L.A. California is setting the standard when it comes to the spread of COVID-19. The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting California currently has the lowest transmission numbers of any state. Data from the CDC shows that California had just 8 cases of coronavirus per 100,000 people last week. Nationwide, the number is more than 28. Most virus restrictions are set to be lifted across the state of California next Tuesday.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.